Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standen.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Corey Standen with us from MC Swinbait. And we're talking Rollo today with Harold Davis and Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. A lot going on and a lot of fun. And what a prize we're giving away, huh, Corey?
I mean, crazy, right? We're talking reel a week, and there's 25 weeks worth of reel a week, which means, obviously, there's 25 different reels, right, that they're raffling off. We're giving away a 5-pack of those tickets to win that. And on top of that, you have a chance of winning one of the $2,000 Turner's Outdoorsman's gift cards. Like, what a crazy deal, right? Only by calling 213-432-1090, you have your chance of winning that. Or text us via the app, and we're going to have Harold flip the coin. He's holding it right now. He's ready. Yeah. And he's going to flip a coin to see who wins that at the end of the show between a caller and texter.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there.
Yeah, and it's sponsored by the one and only fishdope.com. But it's about Summit Gasoline and getting that lowest price gas. And who doesn't want that nowadays, right?
I mean, yo, man.
Are you kidding me?
You got to have it.
Yeah.
And the variable between stations is so crazy. And you can almost count on going to Summit Gasoline and getting the lowest price possible.
Hey, Pete, it's so easy to get in and out with your boat trailer. And only at Summit Gasoline in San Diego Sports Arena can you get that. And you get your California fishing licenses. They're open 24 hours a day. Discount. I can't believe it. Discount Everingham
bait certificates.
Yeah. Right? Where else do they have that? I'll just say it.
Yeah. And
nowhere.
What about 100 pounds of free ice, too, with a 35-gallon purchase?
Here's what I did, too. I only put 20 gallons in the boat, but then put 15 gallons in the truck.
You get your 100 pounds of free ice.
I got my 100 pounds of free ice.
And they're very generous about that. Martha, the manager there, I mean, you just tell her you're a Let's Talk Hookup listener and you hear them talking about them. They bend the rules sometimes for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, for sure.
And Martha's only one part of the crucial.
The whole two.
Yeah, exactly. So step in and say hello. And like I said, easy in and out with your boat trailer. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yeah, go check it out. Let's start up at Pacific Edge with our private butter buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Mike, Errol. Great show, man. Fun listening to all that good stuff going on there. So we're only a few days away from the official start of summer, but we definitely got some summer-like fishing going on. And the best example I can give you guys, especially for the guys of the smaller private boats here in our backyard, is the resurgence of some of the steady sand bass fishing, thank God, with a healthy sprinkle of calico bass and barracudas mixed in. So up this way, that better calico bass and barracuda fishing is on the horseshoe mostly in the afternoons when the breeze gets up just a little bit and the clouds burn off. Those calico bass like that a lot. And that's mostly from the middle ground, so the spots down there on the east end. And then moving a little more east, down toward the famous Isers Reef, that's where a lot of that sand bass action is going on right now. And then you go a little more east, the structure spots down off Huntington Beach proper. There's lots of little hard bottoms and wrecks in there. And that's calico bass and sand bass in there. And for you guys that want to learn how to fish that, I wrote a whole book between 2 and 20 fathoms, 500 pages on how to fish that area there so you can take advantage. But, man, it's just good, fun fishing. And we got some anchovies in the receiver for bait right now. And those bass love those anchovies. It's good going. Good fishing. And, then, because we got that anchovy around, we got bait scattered all up and down the coast here, lots of it. We have a plethora of thrasher sharks mixed in it. They're For the guys that are targeting them, they're having a blast. For the guys that aren't, they're really getting surprised. They're just hooking a lot of them.
Yeah, that can definitely be a pain in the rear there if you're not fishing for them, right?
Oh, boy, you got that. And also mixed in is a little bit of that great big sea bass. And the guys that are targeting that sea bass, you know, just like outside the breakwater like that. So I'll throw a mackerel on some good gear, and there's been some really nice sea bass caught here in the last week or so. Now, up north, the northern islands, they're blown out, unfortunately. Nick and Santa Barbara on the outside, kind of the same setup there, breezy. Too breezy. At Catalina, it's waking up a little bit. Finally, had a little slow spell for a stretch there, but more yellows and a steady pick on the sea bass. Good sea bass fishing, actually. And that sea bass is scattered all over the island, east, west, front, back. It's like good sea bass fishing for sure. And then more bass, bonita, and barracudas. That island's finally kind of getting back on the program. Cometti, this week especially, man, it's been kind of cranky over there between the weather, which has been a factor, then some kind of alarm going off here. Between the Amber Alert, I think.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Navy that, and the seals. And,
hey, that alarm is setting off because of the sand bass and barracuda on the horseshoe. I know that's why, right?
Oh, they got the word.
Of course, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys have all the information on all of it, whether it be bluefin, sand bass, sea bass, the whole thing there. Fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you? I guess we lost. I guess he got the Amber.
Yeah, well,
so
Pete,
I could tell you where is he?
We're on the corner.
I think he's on the corner of Bolsa Chicken and Edge, or right there in Huntington Beach.
That's it. That's it.
By the big Chevron station.
Right across from the Chevron.
Gas is $6.73 a gallon.
Right adjacent to it.
It is.
Yeah, you're right there. That's
yeah.
It. All right.
So the phone number at the Stars, area code 714.
$6.73 a gallon. So,
Well,
go to come down to Summit.
Tackle.com.
How can it be $6.73 a gallon right next to a refinery, right?
I know. It's
like
crazy.
The refineries are right there. Right?
I'll tell you why, Pete. It's California.
Because they can.
Right?
Oh, boy. Anyway, that's a story for another day, right? Anyway, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that report. And we will talk to you next Saturday. Go get some sand bass.
Yeah, such a good time for
sea
sure.
Bass, for sure.
And while we wait for Marcos.
Yeah, I have a great text here, and it's a question for Harold. Harold, it's Rory in Lakeside wants to know, with having fished all over the place, what is his number one recommended place to add to the bucket list, and what is your most memorable trip?
Oh, that's a great text.
That's a great text and a good question for Harold, because he has been everywhere.
Well,
he's almost speechless.
Yeah, because
that's rare.
Because every fish,
Harold Davis speechless.
Every fish is different. I don't know why I could be happy up in the Sierras catching an 8-inch fish when we use 10-inch fish to catch 300-pound fish when we're out on the world.
Right.
There's so many memories and so many different trips. That's the reason you have to take them all. I have great memories of like 2005. If you weren't tuna fishing in 2005, you missed it because we just caught tuna left and right and
big
lost
tuna.
big yeah, we had like 69 over 200 on a 10-day trip.
That's incredible.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
The river fishing at Katmai Lodge in Alaska is the most exciting, because I'm not a fly fisherman by far.
You're a saltwater guy.
Yeah.
And that's what I always try and tell people about Katmai. It's like, they go, oh, that's freshwater fish. I know freshwater fish. Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This is like, saltwater guys love
When you catch those chum salmon, it's like catching yellowtail on a fly rod. And the guy will tell you, don't let him go between your legs. They break more fly rods because you finally get him up where you go, all right, I got him. And he goes right between your legs. The pole goes down and boop, there goes the rod. The guy goes, oh, that was $500. Thank you. Well, we don't tip that well.
Is this the location, destination that I hear about the mouse pattern and the trout?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Where you're putting that mouse pattern on the grass and dragging it in just like it's falling off. How big are those rainbows?
You like bass fishing, don't you?
Absolutely.
You like surface plug fishing?
Absolutely.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Except it's on a fly. It's wow. It's on these homemade flies, and they call it the mouse pattern. And yeah, they're an inch and a half
long.
Got a
little tail.
Yeah, and they're about as big around as your little finger. And you flip those things out there, and whammo, they got it.
Big trout.
Big trout.
Like big trout.
Big rainbows.
Yeah, big rainbows. Yeah.
And all different, rainbows. And all different techniques that you've never done before. I like going to Whaler's Cove. Because you're not out in the open ocean. Sitka is the open ocean.
Right.
We've been there when it's just like beautiful, and we've been there when it's victory at sea.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to Whaler's Cove, 99 9/10% of the time, it's pretty flat.
Yes.
And you're not getting seasick, and you're not getting bounced around, and you can say, you know, I want to go 2 days out in the ocean, I want to go 1 day up on the river. They'll take you up the river at Whaler's Cove.
With a paddle.
Yeah. Because you got to paddle back. And we fish fly rods up there, and we're catching the salmon as they're going up the rivers to spawn.
How cool is that?
So you can
trout.
Or trout, yeah. So you can split that all up.
And I've heard Rick talk about that, where he's had Dallas with them, and they have no experience at all, but they're able to do it so easily,
yeah.
You know?
And going to Lake El Salto. I mean, what's better than bass fishing?
Now you're talking my speed.
Oh, right, man. Yeah. Oh, man. That's
so,
great sport.
So many destinations, so little time.
Right?
The idea, right?
Just
go.
Do one a year. Just go.
Yeah, for sure. That's good times. Yeah. I've got kind of a text that follows up with everything we're talking about here before we jump into the lines, Pete. Sorry. It's, can Harold talk about last year's bluefin fishing out of Morro Bay and any predictions for this year? And that's from Shane and San Luis Obispo.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
The bluefin fishing out of Morro Bay was good. There was guys that had 8 or 9 fish for the year, and for us, that's extremely good. We use some techniques up there that people down here don't use, and they just haven't got on.
And they should.
And they should. They haven't got onto it yet. But actually, everybody's flying the California Flyers, and everybody's trolling cedar plugs going Mach 6.
Up there, too.
Up here. Down here,
yeah.
But where are you seeing the fish if they're not crashing on the surface? You're seeing them on a depth finder, and where are they? 75, 100, 150 feet. You go, man, they're down there. We're just not getting them to come up. You can't beat presentation, right? Put the bait in front of their nose. Get yourself a downrigger. You don't have to troll at Mach 6. Put it in dead stick idle. Throw a bait out back there about 50 foot, hook it on a clip, run it down to where you see the depth, and idle along, and those tuna will take it right out of that downrigger
clip.
There
it is. Yeah. I like it.
And it's, hang on.
So when you say idle speed, every boat has a different idle speed. What is the proper speed when you're fishing a downrigger?
Well, the ball's going to blow back up the faster you go.
Okay.
It's actually going to put a parabolic curve in your
How mind. Heavy a ball?
I use 15.
Okay.
Some people use 20.
Yeah.
But typically you're only fishing 100 foot. And I like to go anywhere from a knot and a half to 2 1/4.
Okay. No more than 2 1/4.
You can go faster.
Yeah.
You just need a heavier ball, yeah. Or you need to let it.
Because, I mean, idle speed on my boat is 4 knots, right? So, but I have
a trolling valve
that I can tone it down. But a lot of people's trolling speed is, or idle speed, so I wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, you'll get too much twist in your bait.
Yeah.
You might have to bridle it. And
this thing to use, or can you use a sardine?
We were using smelt. We don't have bait up there. Yeah, we go into the kelp and jig up smelt.
Yeah.
And put them in your
bait. And that's what you use.
I put one on this year. I haven't had a chance to use it yet, but I certainly think it's a viable alternative, especially with all this bluefin being so deep right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you know, it's up on the surface. Mark Wheeler. From Encinitas Ford. Welcome home, Mark. Just came back. He brought his boat back up from Cabo. And he called me yesterday morning, just so frustrated. He goes, Pete, you have no idea how much bluefin I've been running through here for miles and hours and just not even a bite. We stop on them. We troll through them. Can't get a bite. So I said, well, you know, gave him a couple tips and stuff like that. And he texted me about 2 hours later and said, we got a 100-pounder.
Oh, nice.
So it's just a matter of just sticking with it, right?
Of seeing
the fish.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is time of day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes
they want to bite and sometimes they don't. It's bluefin.
I have to think the fish are pretty lazy. You know, they aren't just going to come 150 foot up to eat to turn around and go down 150 feet.
Yeah.
They're comfortable where they are for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Then you put food in front of them,
I think it's a great
idea. They're not going to pass it up.
You know what I was really surprised with was last week. week with Ollie and Yusuf in the studio here. And Ollie was talking about trolling 15 miles an hour with that Marauder-style Nomad. And I mean, that is just mind-blowing to me. 15 miles an hour and getting stopped. I mean, that's Wahoo fishing.
Yeah. I guess the guys are saying that you have to troll at least 9 to 10 knots. Yeah.
And I guess that faster speed creating that reaction, right?
So the reaction. And it all... Being a bass fisherman, you can relate all of that back to ocean fishing. It's all in presentation.
Well, I do want to go calico fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. It's all the same.
Yeah, let's jump into those phones, Corey.
And they're full. Sean. Sean Cole from Lomita. Sean, we appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys.
Good morning,
Sean. How many hats you wear is a... good morning.
Hey, guys. Sean. You know, Sean? He might be buying his tickets right now.
Yeah, maybe he's doing his camera.
No.
Yeah. How about John? We'll try John.
Hello.
John from Long Beach. Good morning, John.
Show as usual, guys. I wanted to ask Corey, what is your go-to line setup?
Hello.
What is your go-to line setup,
like
Corey, for fishing calicos?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so fishing calicos...
Yeah, well, we've got some kind of technical thing here going on. So if, JP, you can figure that out, what's going on, we'll get the phone calls. But in the meantime, we're still waiting for, of course, for... So, Mike Lum, have you contacted Tim Baker lately? All right, we've got something ridiculously delayed.
No, I really try to avoid that on this day of the year.
We've lost all contact. So we're going to just kind of continue with our texts here. Okay, all right, Mike. So you don't contact Tim to find out the update, but in the meantime, there are still tickets available. There seems to be some kind of
there's something going on.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there are, and I have got a couple messages.
I've got a texter here that Harold can
told me that
can talk about here, Pete, and this is.
So I'll tell you what, JP. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Come back, see if we can reconnect and get this sorted out. Hey, you're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice, talking Cat Morales Kids at Sea right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed a tool for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
To find dealer locations and to find everything an angler needs, visit ATFCO.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great fishing, and it's always wide open at Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. I was there yesterday. Their selection of fresh fish is amazing. You can't make it to Alaska. They've got fresh Alaskan king salmon and halibut and sablefish right there at Point Loma Seabird.
Sablefish too?
Yes, they've got it all. Nobody has a better selection or better quality, and that's the key there, than Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And you talk about going for lunch or dinner, now they're open until 7 p.m.
I'll take a squid sandwich.
Yeah, and so if you want to go for dinner, 7 p.m., they're open until late now, so you can go for an early dinner and hang out with the beautiful scenery surrounding you there at in Point Loma.
And if you've got family or friends in town, no better place to take them.
Yeah,
right?
Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Cook Up.
All right. Having a little bit of technical things, but I think we got it straight. Mike, do we have you now? I guess we're still having that delay for whatever reason. Yeah, so whatever reason, we're still having this late. So I just want to talk about a few things here. You know, big event today for CCA at right here in Point Loma.
I can't wait.
Yeah, you're going?
I'll be here.
I'm going. It's
going
to be fun. It's the San Diego chapter Apps and Taps. It starts at 5 p.m. today. If you haven't purchased your tickets, you can purchase them right at the door. And, of course, all of that benefits CCA California and what a great guy to honor. Tonight, we're honoring
the
one and only Captain Bob Fletcher. And he's going to get the Anthony Shea Conservation Award tonight. And wouldn't want to miss that. But the Apps and Taps, they have some breweries. They have some great food. And the prizes that they're doing are unbelievable.
So is there going to be live auction? Silent, for sure, right?
Silent auction. There's raffles and all kinds of stuff.
I can't wait.
So it's
going to
be a great event. Starts at 5 p.m. at the Portuguese Hall, which is a great event center there, right on Shelter Island. So 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. And so come on down. I believe the presentation for Bob is about 7. So that's going to be a great time there. And I'll see you there. Corey will see you there.
Yeah.
And I think Harold will be there. And so it's going to be a lot of people there honoring Bob Fletcher and having a great time with all the people here at the San Diego chapter.
Pretty darn cool.
Yeah,
and if you're not familiar with the area, it's super easy parking. I mean,
yeah,
you know, within the neighborhood, there's always parking.
Yeah, then one of the next events coming up for CCA is the 2022 CCA California Golf Tournament, and that's going to be up at the Costa Mesa Country Club. Now, this is the fundraiser for the Orange County chapter.
Yeah, I think Robbie's involved with that.
Yeah, I just heard Robbie talking about the AFCO Circuit Breaker, so it reminded me to talk about that. It's August 5th. It's an 8 a.m. shotgun start. I believe it's a best ball scramble. I'm not sure. But here's a couple of things. It's sponsored by American Business Bank, which is they're the title sponsor this year. And I want to thank American Business Bank for their generous donation to CCA. But here's a cool thing. They're looking for hole sponsors, right? They're also not only looking for participants in the golf tournament, but they're also looking for hole sponsors. So if you sponsor a hole for $1,000, like your business, you could have, like Corey Sandin's MC hole, MC Swim Bait hole, and you could have a little contest where they cast for additional prizes at the tee. You can do fun contests, informational booth about your product. It's a great way to expose your product, especially if you're in the fishing industry and you want to expose your product to fishermen. What a great opportunity this is for you.
Sounds
to be a
$1,000
hole sponsor. So check ccacalifornia.org for more information. You want to be a hole sponsor, shoot them an email, shoot Wayne an email, and they'll take care of it. So that's I don't know what day of the week it is, but it's August the 5th, 8 a.m. shotgun start, ccacalifornia.org for more information on that. Now, another thing I want to talk about, too, while we're trying to get these things straightened out, and I believe JP's on the phone with our engineer trying to figure out what's going on with that delay, is Wednesday through Sunday, Jeff Hughes and H&H Marine will be at the fair, the San Diego County Fair, right at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. And he's going to have Taka Cat inflatables on display for sales, Barletta pontoon boats, Godfrey pontoon boats, Hurricanes on display, and he'll have Defiance boats on order, too. So he'll be right next to Chevy and on Livestock Way. So go by and see Jeff and the great gangs. H&H Marine, Jeff does such a great job. Mercury Outboard, Yamaha Outboards, and all these new lines that he has with the Takata. Of course, you're being the boat guy. He says that these pontoons, some of these pontoon boats are super high-end. Barletta pontoons, Godfrey pontoons, Hurricanes.
Yeah, Benton,
all those super high-end pontoon boats. I guess pontoon boats are pretty popular these days, right?
Yeah, you can get your whole family out of them. They have barbecues on them. Some of them are big enough. They have slides for the kids to go down, and they have bathrooms on them. So it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. They
really
got canvas enclosures. You can use them just like a camper.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So you can go around like, you know what? I actually did that as a kid, and I remember. And we went on Lake Mead, houseboat style, and towed our bass boat.
Yeah,
and
so now the pontoons need four-wheel drives in Lake Mead.
Yeah. So go by and see Jeff and his gang at the H&H Marine at the fair. So, are we back with Mike? Do we have him? I guess not. So, we'll continue. We're talking about Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, Reel a Week. And Harold?
Yeah, we have quite a few different programs going on during the year. Right now we have the Reel a Week program. I'd like to mention for those that don't know, we do accept used tackle. And we take it at Dana Landing. We take it at Fisherman's Landing. We have a few other places that will take it. Or you can call us, and we'll actually see if we can get down and pick it up if it's a sizable amount. And then we actually convert that into cash to take kids fishing. We have a raffle that will start again for next year. We have many different things. So if you go to the website, you can actually see the current event that's coming up. And one of the current events that's coming up actually live next week is our captain's reception down at Dana Landing between, I think it's 4 and 7 at Dana Landing. And it's free admission. You can come in. You can meet the captains. There's going to be live auctions and silent auctions. There's going to be some great people there to talk to about fishing. But if you want the food and drink, it's a $20 donation. You get a wristband. And with the wristband, you can go through, and there's sandwiches, and there's all kinds of different stuff.
And whereas before, that event was purchase your ticket,
correct,
and you only get in if you had a ticket,
correct,
where now everybody's invited, and for $20 you purchase your, like Sean from Fisherman's Processing will have samples, and I think Jeff from Sushi on a Roll, and I think there's a couple others.
We got quite a few different places there. But this way, if you want to bring the kids, it's fun. The kids want to meet the captains.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll have...
And the generosity of Corey Sandin, and then we're talking about the captain's reception next Saturday at Dana Landing in Mish Bay, Saturday the 25th,
correct,
with Captain Paul Hebert, Captain Dave Marciano. Tell them what Corey donated.
Corey, I didn't know you drank that much.
I know. Right? Exactly.
He's giving away a fishing trip. He's giving away bait, you know, his swim baits to go with it. You're going to get a custom rod and a Tranx 200 reel.
I think it might be a 300.
A 300.
But Mike Lum brought
this up. It's a Tranx reel.
It is. Mike Lum brought this idea up, and he's like, what do you think? And I'm like, go no further. I'm in. Like, to be able to offer a trip to somebody, I mean, a rod and a reel, a signature rod, Seeker rod, with a Tranx alone is a $600 outfit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put in minimal, at least that much in lures. Like, literally, but some of it out of my bag, like really cool stuff.
So, but in addition to that, the other crazy thing is going fishing with you for the day.
So
you get your own charter, which he doesn't charter. He only takes special people fishing.
So
you get to go fishing with Corey Sandin.
I mean, I guess it's kind of cool, right? I mean, so for...
He said a Seeker rod with a Tranx 300.
It is a 300. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's easily a $600 outfit.
Yeah.
And just imagine you went in the store and bought that outfit, $600.
Yeah.
Imagine you putting that in toward the silent auction or however Harold and Mike decide to do this on the day of. Imagine putting that money in and you get to go fishing. Like, I'm taking you out and we're going to go
on your boat
the whole day. I have a Parker.
And you will learn so much. And it's a live auction item. And the live auctioneers, Harold Davis, who is that?
Oh, you aren't going to believe it, but we cornswangled Frank LaPresti.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you.
Yeah, and me.
You're the MC.
Okay.
And then, so you're going to kind of ham and egg it with Frank LaPresti on the live auction.
Ham and egg it.
I'll be the egg. I'll be the egg.
I mean, that right there is worth the price of admission. To watch Frank be the auctioneer.
And, what do you mean you're not going to buy that?
And guess what, Pete? What's the price of admission?
Yeah, free.
Exactly.
It doesn't cost a penny to go. So you just go. You want to buy the optional $20 wristband for the food and drink. It's your call, but you don't have to buy anything if you don't want to, other than raffle tickets.
Are you kidding me?
We want you to go buy raffle tickets and live auction
stuff. $20 wristband.
Another cool one that's going off is we have a trip going to Lake El Salto bass fishing, and you get to go down with my group.
With your group.
Yeah.
To Lake El Salto. That'll be a live auction, too.
That'll be a live auction, too. Yeah. And guess what? Corey's filling up his bag full of swim baits, and them suckers work.
So we're going to take a quick break here and try and reset these phones and try and get our listeners involved here, and Mike Lum, too. So stay with us. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and we're having some technical difficulties.
Right,
here,
and that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Right?
So, Mike, let's just check it out. See, we did a reset there, and Mike, do we have you now, or are we still on the big delay? We still have Mike. So, Mike, we'll just continue talking about all the different stuff until we get this.
I have a good text here.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it's along the lines of what Harold mentioned about downrigging for bluefin. He says, good morning, guys. I have to kind of chuckle because of the end. Good morning, guys. Greg from Granite Hills. I like the downrigger idea for bluefin locally. What lure would you use or what kind of fin bait would you use? And he says, P.S., your tech probs are actually kind of interesting.
Kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
All right.
With three techno nerds sitting here going, we got a delay. Lures, I don't really use lures. You can use swim baits if you want to, but typically we just use bait. And we use, because we don't have bait in our particular area, we go out and actually catch smelt or some mackerel if we're lucky, and then use smelt or mackerel. And I wouldn't use anything smaller than a smelt or a mackerel.
Nothing smaller than a...
And size doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It does not.
No. Jumbo. Elephants eat peanuts.
Exactly. I mean, right? We're dropping skipjack over to catch 200-pound tuna. Yeah. So what the heck?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Hey, and I have another text here. I called Tim this morning to leave a message, and he answered the phone. How about that, huh?
Right.
And he had just hung up. I bought a $100 package trying to get the Turner's package. This past Tuesday, had friends of Rollo trip and took over 24 middle high school boys and one girl on the Californian out of Santa Barbara. Howard and his buddies joined us, and I believe they had so much fun, as much fun as the students. This was our second Friends of Rollo trip this year. The Crimsons and the Cream family paid for our bus from Long Beach, Inglewood, South Bay Alumni Chapter of the Kappa Appa. One of those things. It's a fraternity, by the way.
Yeah.
Led by Principal Doug Brown, recruits young people from South L.A., Inglewood, Compton, Carson, Long Beach. We know these trips influence these young people in a positive way. We have partners with Friends of Rollo for 6 years, and more than 200 young people have seen ocean life up close and personal. That is such a great message. And that's what, when you give that money, that's what it's all about, right, Harold?
Exactly. We have a teacher that we're working with now, that the kids are so poor they're actually living on the street. They're coming to school. He gets there early so they can get something to eat. He gives them something to eat.
And what a story.
Yeah, and that's just, you hear stuff like that. There's a Good Neighbor Project here in San Diego, which is kind of the poorest of the poorest kids. We've got trips going out for them. It just goes on and on and on. We just keep giving and giving and giving, and it's all because of you guys.
All right. Yeah, and to know that inner-city kids and those that are less fortunate, like we talked about before, I mean, they might live within 10 or 20 miles of the coastline, but have truly never experienced the ocean, which is kind of a sad thought, but yeah. You know, the reality of it.
All right, so it sounds like JP corrected our issues. Mike, we have you, right?
Well, hi, I can hear you guys.
There we are. Oh, now we're live there. So, yeah, so we were just talking about that one text from Daniel about taking those kids fishing, and that's like we talked about. That's what this Rollo thing is all about, right?
We have so many stories like that, and I wish we had the opportunity for people to hear a lot more of these stories, because that is what this program is all about. And we lose sight of it because we're kind of like on the positive side of things, where we're, you know, raising money, talking about fishing and all kinds of great tackle and trips and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, guys, this is all just a means to raise money to help these kids. And earlier we talked about the numbers. We have now exceeded 145,000 kids since this program started. And it's easy to say that number, but if you really just kind of think about it, how many charters were taken to get 145,000 kids out on the ocean, and how much money did that take? And all of that money was raised with these types of programs, and it couldn't be done without the support of the listeners and the people that want to help these kids.
Yes, you're right. Harold's looking out of the world headquarters here. Let's Talk Hookup Overlay. Is that the Shogun leaving or Royal Star?
That's the Star.
That's the Royal Star. I think they're leaving on a 7-day trip right now.
How cool is
from
that?
We can see it from the world headquarters. So good luck to them if they're listening.
We're talking about 150,000 kids. I was reading the Dealer Wire, which is an electronically mailed newspaper that comes to people. And it was a guy celebrating. He had taken out 1,500 kids in the last 10 years out of a place in Florida.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have 40 boats.
Yeah.
They're doing it as an individual boat. So you can imagine it took him 10 years to do 1,500.
Yeah.
How many people would have to get involved to create the numbers we have?
Yeah, that's pretty neat. And, you know, there's chaperones and stuff involved, too, but they're not fishing. Like, they're there to help, and it's the kids, and it's all about the kids.
It is,
for sure. Now, we've had some patient callers here working with us on our technical issues, so let's jump into it.
How about Sean? Sean Cohn from Lomita. Good morning,
Sean. Sean back. Good morning, Sean.
With us?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me now?
Now we got you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging in
there. Okay, good. Yeah, I was talking to a ghost for a little while there. Okay, no worries. Hey, just want to say, Pete, great job wearing your many hats. You were a tour guide today. It's comparing and contrasting Kingfisher and Charlotte. That was an excellent job. I appreciate hearing the way you describe the differences between the two places.
Thank you.
And I also have a question. I am a special education teacher, and my wife is also. I teach kids in 4th, 5th, and 6th grade, and my wife teaches kids with intellectual disabilities in high school. I was just wondering, we're right near 22nd Street Landing. Can I set up an operation, take my kids on a field trip out of San Pedro to 22nd Street Landing? And what do I need to do to set this up?
You can go to our website, rollokids.org, and there's actually a place you can put in that you want to have a trip, and Howard will contact you, take all your information, and coordinate that for you.
So you just do that through the website?
Through the website.
Rollokids, R-O-L-L-O, kids.org.
Yeah, and we'd be very happy to do that.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Yeah, and good for you, too. I know.
What a cool thing, right?
That's great, Sean.
We have another husband and wife teacher team that are always helping us out at all the different events. And
are they from South San Diego?
Chris?
I don't know. The reason I mention this is because there's a wonderful lady teacher in the South Bay here in San Diego that her kids, she says, like, they go to the highest achievements all year
to get on that trip.
To be a part of the trip.
Yep. Yeah. She uses it as the apple. You know, in order to get there, or the carrot, or whatever, and in order to get there, you have to have a grade average of, and you got to hold it, and you got to attend school, and you got to be good, and you got to whatever, and they... they're signing up. Matter of fact, there were statements from them when they walk in opening day. They say, what does it take to get on the trip?
Like, that's their achievement
that's
a whole year.
That's what they get. That's what they're looking forward to.
Wow.
My brother went. I want to go. What does it take to get on the trip?
Wow. And Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea funds this.
Yep.
As well as, like, Sean from Lomita. I mean, he wants to put together a group. You take church groups, Boy Scout, Girl Scout groups, whatever it be.
At risk, special needs, you name it, we do it.
That's cool.
Incredible.
All right. Sean, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And, of course, being very patient, JP says, we have the world's most patient callers.
Oh,
and that's that's very, very true,
yeah,
for sure. So let's go ahead and jump back into the callers.
How about Tom? Is that Tom or Tim? Tim from Long Beach?
All right. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I'm glad you're able to pay that phone bill.
Right?
they took credit cards.
but anyways, I did start the morning off right by getting my tickets from Tim Baker. But for the Juno Awards Captain's Reception, I got to say, that is the most fun event. I did it last year, and I'm going to have to do it again, of course. But I was thinking, maybe some year we can use Captain Dave Hansen, as an auctioneer. I think that would be pretty wild.
I think that would be wild.
Yeah,
I think
with a
capital W.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
good idea.
And Harold, I was going to ask Harold, where can I find 1 year old boats? They're just hard to find nowadays.
Boy, they are very hard to find. Typically, if you're actually looking for one, the best thing to do is call the shop and have them get a hold of me. I had a 22-footer in there for almost 48 hours the other day.
It lasted 48 hours?
It lasted 48 hours. I have a 22 coming down the first of next month, and I'm sure that it'll be another 48-hour special.
So it's not that they're hard to find. It's they're hard to find on a list for sale.
Typically what happens is somebody has one in a neighborhood. Corey has a boat, and Pete walks by and says, if you ever sell that, just let me know. And so they don't hit the street.
They don't hit the market.
You don't see them in dealer lots. You very seldom see them come up for sale.
And I can almost guarantee you the resale value on a Davis is pretty darn high.
It's pretty high. But
yeah.
But they seem to be doing quite well as far as staying together. All of them that I made are still floating that I know of.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And so it's
very well-built boats.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, and thanks. We'll see you at the Tuna Wars event next Saturday, 1 week from today. Hey, Mike Lum, you wanted to get in some more licks here, right?
I just wanted to touch on a few more items about next week's Captain's Reception.
Yes.
I wanted to point out that Jeff from Sushi on a Roll is back again, and that is a highlight of the reception, and he'll be there with his sushi. We also have the Royal Rooster, Corey, over there at the Royal Rooster, which is the restaurant that's now sitting right there next to Seaforth. They're coming to help out at the reception, and they tell me they're going to be bringing some of the finest fish tacos anybody has ever had, and I believe it. So that's going to be part of the festivities. And so I wanted to mention that. I also wanted to point out that we have a gigantic raffle, tons of great raffle items. And just like we've done in years past, we have a few supporting companies that are making it possible for us to offer some packages. If people come over and they want to buy $200 worth of raffle tickets, they will get a choice of all the Anza knives. We're going to have a huge assortment of Anza knives, and Donnie is going to be there with the selection. And you buy $200 worth of raffle tickets, you get one of those knives. Heidi will be there helping him.
Perfect.
And then Fishing Syndicate has been a wonderful supporter of this program.
Great people.
They will be there with their selection of fishing rods. You buy $400 worth of raffle tickets, and you can walk over and select one of their rods. And so you can see where I'm going with this. You're going to get a value to your raffle tickets.
Now, is Mike Battistoni going to be there with Maui Jim sunglasses too?
He most certainly is, Pete, and thank you for bringing that up. Mike is flying out from Florida just to help us at the reception, and he's bringing with him a humongous assortment of Maui Jim glasses. And so here's the deal. You buy $500 worth of raffle tickets, and you get your choice of any of these Maui Jim glasses, that, and you put them on your face right then. You don't order them. He's got them. He's going to hand them to you. And that was very, very popular last year, Mike was unable to attend last year. So having him back to actually explain the glasses and talk to people and fit people's to the right pair is really exciting to have him back. So the point I wanted to bring up was there's more to this than just coming over and bidding on items. We have a wonderful live auction. We have what I'm going to call a custom rod explosion. The folks at Bats and Rods have put together some of the finest rod builders there are, and they have donated works of art, and we're going to be live auctioning those as well. So there's something for everyone at this event. And whether you participate in the auctions or not, coming out and seeing the activity and watching all of this happen is a really fun evening. And at this point, it doesn't cost anything to come over and say hello to your friends and help us raise money to take more kids.
And what time does it start, Mike?
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, the gates will open, and this will probably run, we say 7, it'll probably be 7:30 before it's wrapped up, but it's very action-packed. There's a lot going on. Yeah. Captain Paul and Captain Dave will be there signing autographs and posing for pictures and mugging for the camera and all the fun things they could do. And it truly is one of the more fun events of the year. It's right there at Dana Landing.
It certainly is. And Captain Paul and Captain Dave will be here in the world headquarters next Saturday morning on Let's Talk Hookup. Harold Davis is personally delivering them to the door here of Let's Talk Hookup so they can talk to you before this event. Now, that event, it's getting confusing here because there's a lot of stuff going on.
There is.
That event is 1 week from today, 4 o'clock, at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Tonight, at the Portuguese Hall in Point Loma, is the CCA California Apps and Taps, where we're going to honor Bob Fletcher. That starts at 5 p.m. today. Tickets still available at the door. And then, of course, Reel a Week is what we're talking about.
Different things.
Yeah, so there's three different things going on here. There's a lot going on. We have a lot of moving parts today. And so, once again, Tim Baker is standing by. Mike, give us the details on that.
Tim Baker is how you get your Reel a Week tickets. You call him at 909-223-9631. If he doesn't pick up, leave your name and phone number. Repeat it so he has no chance of missing it, and he will call you back as soon as he can and get your order for Reel a Week tickets. If you buy four of them, you'll get a fifth one for free, and you'll be entered into a drawing on Wednesday for two winners for $1,000 Turner's gift cards. That's only for people that buy $100 worth of tickets between now and Wednesday, and there will be two winners selected. There will be two $1,000 Turner's gift cards up for grabs.
And the odds are so huge. I mean, there's so much in your favor. And I might add, too, we never heard from Marcos, so I guess he's just busy over there at T4. So in the meantime, I'll tell you about Fisherman's Processing, because they're also going to be at Tuna Wars. Right? Sean and the gang.
They are.
Yeah, and
they
so they'll
are.
Have
they're,
food
they're
there.
Bringing their,
yeah.
They're bringing their smoked fish and the poke and all their spices, and they're going to be there to talk to you about fish processing and their business. And they've been with us every step of the way on Tuna Wars.
Yeah, and they have, of course, all the fish processing when your trip returns, or you can take your private boat catching there. They have the Fish Pros, the market with, like, the best king salmon.
Incredible.
Or smoked salmon. Yeah, incredible there.
But all the smoked
and fresh fish there. And jerky, spices, rubs, the whole thing. The cheese is unbelievable there. And so be sure to check them out on Instagram at TheRealFisherman'sProcessing.com, or just see them right there on Taylor Street in Old Town, Fisherman's Processing.
I was in there a couple weeks ago, got some of the smoked cheese, a couple pieces of smoked fish. I was a hero.
I can only imagine, for sure. Well, let's try and sneak in one more quick call.
Let's do it. How about Rich? Rich from Bradley. Good morning.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, good morning. A little while ago, we heard Mark Wish's report on the Barracuda and the Bass showing up. And sometimes when the Barracuda are around, we know that the white sea bass are underneath them. And when you're letting your jig sink to maybe target them, I'm wondering if one of Corey's slugs would be a really good strategy for that? And if it is, what would his rigging and the color choices be?
Well, it would definitely work. There's a guy by the name of Vic, fishes out of Newport, does this exact thing, puts the 5-inch slug on a lead head, puts it down, puts it in the rod holder.
In the rod holder. With a piece of squid on it?
No, nothing.
Just the 5-inch and white slug?
So as it bounces around, Blue Grunion's his favorite. Sorry, oh, Vic, I'm giving it up.
Okay.
So as that bounces around with the boat, it's fluttering. Barracuda won't want to eat it because it doesn't move, but it moves.
The big slug, the 5-inch.
Well, the 5-inch, but the 8-inch would work, too.
8-inch, too.
But by the movement of the boat, it looks it's enticing to the sea bass and not the barracuda.
And they'll eat it.
He's caught Balboa Angling Club records.
Oh, my.
We'll leave it at that. Hey, we'll be right back when we return on the Let's Talk Hook a Bap, the Mightier 1090. We're going to find out who's won this crazy Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids of Sea package. When we return on Let's Talk Hook a Bap, the
Captain
Mightier 1090.
Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. They're master craftsmen bringing decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state of the art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11s and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar-sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Been such a fun show. Busy, crazy, technical difficulties. It's all good. We're going to have Harold flip the coin and see who's won this five-pack of Reel of the Week tickets.
You ready?
Harold,
let's
do it. And it goes to a texter. Texter is Greg. Greg from Granite Hills.
Greg from Granite Hills, you're the winner of that great package of five Rollo Reel Weeks tickets and the entry into the $2,000 Turner's Outdoorsman gift cards. And Mike Lum, how do you get in on that?
You call Tim at 909-223-9631 and just let him know your name and phone number. He'll call you back and get your Reel a Week tickets while you can.
All right. Very good. That's again 909-223-9631 or Tim at RolloKids.org. Harold Davis, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate that very much. And thank you, Corey Sandin, for being here. Corey and I will be back tomorrow morning with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double. Going to have some talk about that, and we'll have a special celebrity guest, too, with Fred.
I like it.
That's going to be fun. 7 to 9 a.m.
right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thanks to JP and Adam. Thanks to JP for getting us out of that little issue that we had there. And we'll be all good tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.